The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Season three.
Can you believe it?
No, it's wild. Also, we were going to have a drink, and now we started recording. We haven't decided what we're having. So I'm opening this.
Oh. Guess I'll just drink my water.
No, this is for you.
We could share it.
Okay.
We're drinking a can of non-carbonated Cottage Springs vodka water in Concord grape flavor.
Did you see my story on my personal Instagram today?
No.
It was just a video of the Cottage Springs company.
Oh.
And it was the machine bagging the big 4-liter bladder things up. What I drink all summer.
I'm gonna have to check it out. I'm gonna just be really honest that this episode was lacking for me.
Oh.
I just thought season three, we've got our groove. It's gonna come out with a bang.
Considering all the things they jam-packed into the season finale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my notes, I mean, not to be surprised, but my notes are kind of all over the place. So hopefully you're more organized.
We'll see. So it's season three, episode one. It is September 21st, 1998. It Takes Two, baby.
September 21st, so I just started grade 8.
Okay. I had just started grade 9.
Oh.
Right? No, I was 2 grades ahead of you. I was just started grade 10.
Yeah.
So it says, Matt moves in with 3 women. That's true. And mom and dad find out they're having twins. Spoiler alert. That's the biggest.
Spoiler alert. Why do you say mom and dad? It's Annie and Eric.
I know. I don't know. These Apple synopsises are odd.
Synopsi?
Synopsises.
So okay. It was funny, but I was also frustrated, and as a person with a body who's never been pregnant, I can't imagine. But I felt like they were over dramatizing her pregnant emotions and her experience.
Yeah, it was but they did this in the 90s. They took the stereotype and then pushed it over the top.
Yeah.
So the entire episode, while everything else is going on around them, and we don't find out about the twins until the very last scene, is Annie complaining that she's fat and doesn't fit any clothing. And Eric tippy-toeing around her because of her mood because she's pregnant.
Yeah. And trying to do everything, but not well. And there's a comedy to it, but through today's lens, it's actually quite embarrassing for him.
Yeah. It's weaponized incompetence.
Totally. 100%.
Which he has done multiple times, especially when it comes to making kids lunches. They probably just recycled the scene. We just didn't realize.
I literally said, Eric is trying to make lunches in quotations.
I don't see where I wrote it. Cause my notes, here we go. Eric trying to make sandwiches like an idiot. Yeah. So for some reason also, why isn't Matt going away to college?
Like they didn't even.
It wasn't acknowledged because if you listen to last week, the last episode of season two, Matt was off. He was going away. He wanted to live away from home. So he chose a college far away.
And he was doing an internship at the White House, it seemed.
Yeah, with Clinton.
Hillary Rodham.
Yeah. And so he's like, hey, like, I've got to go look for somewhere to live on campus. And Eric's like, okay, but like, you know, you could stay here. And he's like, I could, or I could just find somewhere closer and not.
Yeah. But they don't say anything about how he's going to college in Glen Oak.
Yeah.
Okay. So
do you want to talk about him first?
Sure. Oh, yeah. I've just got a few sentences.
Oh,
well, a couple paragraphs.
Yeah. So, yeah, Matt is, he's on the campus and he's looking at the cork board, the like mm-hmm. community board for people looking for roommates and housing. And who sneaks up behind and covers his eye but the school slut?
Connie. I just wrote Connie, the school slut is there.
What did I write?
She's like, hey, bro. You need to find a place to live. And he was like, yeah, I do. And she was like, well, guess what?
Yeah.
She needs a fourth roommate.
Yeah. Oh, school slut is on campus with Matt. She needs a fourth roommate. So her and her two female friends have a 2-bedroom apartment and they need a fourth roommate. And so Matt's like, yeah, I guess. Like, he's a little put off at first. And she's like, what? People are doing it all the time now. Guys and girls living together.
Yeah. Like platonically, right? That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I almost said monogamously, but that's not the right word.
I just heard, come and knock on the door.
Yeah, it is. It's Three's Company for
been
sure.
Waiting for you.
And so, of course, Eric is like, this is a bad idea. And Matt's like, no, it's not. And Eric's like, well, you're going to find out that it's a bad idea, but he's going to let it ride it out.
Yeah.
So
are we going to be those parents?
Like, I think you have to be.
Like, I think you have to be, but I think I'm really going to struggle. With, like, letting a kid make an, you know, innocent, bad decision. And
because we have more experience, lived experience, to be like, we tried this and it failed. Because you can say that to a kid and they're going to be like, well, that's not what's going to happen to me.
Yeah. Case in point,
you're
Matt.
An idiot, mom.
Yeah.
Moms.
So
he goes and he meets the roommates. And they are named Amanda and Charlotte.
Slut Connie.
Oh, yeah, and Slut Connie. And Charlotte is played by an actress named Terry Kahn, who was Ashley in a show called Breaker High.
She looks so familiar.
And Breaker High was actually only on for, like, a handful of episodes, which is surprising.
Really?
Yeah. But it had Ryan Gosling in it. That was where, like, outside of the Mickey Mouse Club. That was one of his big breaks, Breaker High. And so it was about a group of kids who were wealthy and they went to high school on a cruise ship.
Like, when I tell you that I thought this was a viable
same
opportunity.
Like, how, why was I living in Calgary? Like, we just moved to Calgary. Why didn't I move to a cruise ship?
Yeah. Like, I remember talking to my friends about, like, how do we implement this?
Yeah.
How is this a thing that we can move forward
in our landlocked province? Yeah, Canada.
Like, we'd have to go seaside somewhere, Atlantic or something.
So, Connie lays down some rules.
Well, don't forget, Matt walks in.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, hey, ladies, this is Matt. And they just melt.
Yeah.
They are into it.
But she's also into it.
Yeah. And so she's like, I'll show you your room and the three of us are going to share another room. Like, I hope he's paying for half of the rent.
Yeah, if he gets a whole room and the three of them are sharing. That's like, I don't know. It's very sister wives, actually. Like, if Matt has the 1-bedroom and then the three women share.
Rotate.
And then they just rotate. So, like, every night he gets a new one that gets to sleep in his room.
Very biblical. So, yeah. Connie's like, okay, if this is going to work, like, we're going to have to lay down some rules.
And then immediately kisses him. So the rules are no kissing, no dating, no...
Hanky,
no hanky-panky. No touching.
Yeah.
No hand stuff.
And she immediately kisses him.
Well, yeah, they go home to pack up some of his stuff at the Camden's house. And she just, like, turns and kisses him. And he's like, I thought we weren't supposed to be doing that. And she's like, oh, yeah, I guess not.
Like,
and then he's, like, in the kitchen of his new apartment one night. And first of all, what first-year university student's wearing a silk negligee?
One that wants to get with me.
Well, it was, like, the silkiest, laciest nightdress.
Yeah.
Negligee. Mm-hmm. And
what's the difference between negligee and lingerie?
I think a negligee is lingerie.
Okay.
I don't know. We'd have to ask
I'm
Victoria.
Not up on my jays.
Yeah. Pardon me and my jays.
Victoria, we have a question about jays. Is it a secret?
So, right away, the blonde.
Her name is Amanda.
Amanda. Kisses Matt. And then she's like, okay, good night. And then goes to bed.
Just like leaves him there with a boner in the doorway.
Yeah.
I can only assume.
And then.
I've only had a few sips of this, I promise.
But then what I thought was really funny was the redhead, Charlotte.
Sees them kissing.
Yes. But she's like the ginger, the gummy ginger. Do you know, are you getting a picture in your head? Like when she smiles, she's very gummy. She's got red hair. She's just like a bit more awkward looking.
Yeah.
She's than like, the other two.
She's like pretty.
Yeah.
But she's supposed to be not as pretty as the other two.
Yeah. They've made that obvious in how they presented her. And so she's like, well, I'm not going to tell as long as I get some of mine later.
So basically coming on to him as well.
Yeah.
I looked her up. I don't know where she was from after this, but Connie, the school slut, she is, and maybe we mentioned this in the episode she was in. She was like, she's in a ton of CSIs right now.
Like right now?
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch some of them.
Yeah,
is CSI still on?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. I think you can like have a whole night of CSI. You can have like eight.
Maybe oh, not like eight, different like, states, like CSI, Miami, New York.
Yeah. The original. There's a Vegas one.
Oh, of course there is. That's probably a good one.
Yeah.
If you watch CSI, tell us which one
I
we should watch.
I loved the original CSI.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched it.
With, what's her name? Fox?
Megan Fox?
No.
Oh.
And the gray-haired guy. Obviously, I know what I'm talking about. I loved the first one.
Yeah. Big fan. So Matt's kissing everyone, and sure enough, Connie finds out, and she's like, this isn't going to work, and he has to move out. But
she packs his stuff up?
Yeah. She's like sitting in the living room, boxes of his stuff around, and he brings the key. And then he's like, oh, well, I'd really like to date you.
And she's actually not accepted to school yet. She's taking upgrading courses.
Right.
And so she goes on to say that she needs to focus on school right now.
Very mature.
But Matt and Matt's like, well, I want to stay with just you. And she says, well, once she gets into school officially, then they can go out, which is going to be like January. So he's got to like keep it in his pants for a few months. But like, I just have a feeling that we're never going to see her again. And this will be a not wrapped up loose end.
We'll see.
We will see. Or not.
Or not. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of his whole storyline in this episode. Nothing else really, like, he's just kind of around.
Yeah, he's around in some of the other things, but nothing major.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about Simon?
Yeah.
So, Simon must be going into grade 7 or 8?
I think 8 or 9.
Okay.
Because this episode does start off where it seems like the beginning of the school year.
Yeah, because Simon sits down in school, and he's like immediately Laura, who's the one that he had 7 minutes in heaven in the closet with.
You'll remember that famous house party.
And him and Nigel.
Yeah.
And she just prances up to him, and she's like, it's going to be a good year because they're in the same class.
Yeah, she says, this is going to be a very good year for us.
Like, is there an us?
Yeah, so this is the first we're hearing about this. Looks like the first time Simon's hearing about this. She is an aggressor. She is a confident young lady.
So the actress's name
is...
She just looks... I thought she was like Alex Mack or something.
Oh, gosh. I didn't write down the actress's name. I just wrote down what she was in.
So not very many, like, not very many big, big roles.
But, so she was in 779 and counting episodes of Days of Our Lives. She plays a character named Belle Black, which I assume, like, if you are super into Days of Our Lives, you're going to know who that is.
I was for a while.
And then she was in 1,608 episodes of General Hospital as Maxie Jones.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a dumb question. Is there a show every day with soap operas?
I think there might be.
Or is it only one day a week?
I think it's every day.
I don't know what their filming schedule's like.
Hectic. Maybe that's why people don't do soap operas.
Or they do and that's their life.
Yeah, because it's probably good money.
Interesting.
Anyways, so Simon comes home that first day of school and he's all thrown off.
Yeah.
And the phone rings. And Eric is like, oh, Simon, can you take the phone to Mary? And he's like, I'll tell her that it's for her. And he's like, Mary, phone's for you. Like, he just screams it.
But, like, isn't that so typical?
Yes.
That's what we did in our house.
I know. It just, they don't yell at in the Camden past. Right. So I just felt like he was came home from school cranky, and this is him
He's
yelling.
Like a bit angsty. This is, like, puberty starting, whatever, grade 9, I think, or grade 8 he's in.
And Laura won't get off his back.
Yeah. So then he's on the phone with Laura and she's like they've got textbooks open and he's like, we're supposed to be studying. Or he's like, I got to let you go. I need to study. And she's like, oh, but like, don't you want to talk to me? Like, can't we talk on the phone and study? And then she's like, why don't you come over?
And she refers to him as like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah. And don't you want to be my boyfriend?
Because I want to be your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's very... I didn't... Like, if I heard one of your kids talking like that, I'd be like, we need to talk about consent, respect.
Just shut their phone off.
Yeah, I would. And...
So he's got to go to her house to use the printer, photocopier?
No, they make up a lie. So Laura's like, well, I don't have my notes from class, the book, so could you come over and we could make copies?
Oh, yeah,
just get your dad to drive you.
Right.
So Eric, who's just like unraveling, he's like trying to keep it all together. He's trying to do all the grocery shopping, make all the lunches, take care of Annie, who's so grumpy. And
still be a reverend.
Still be a reverend. And Simon is like, can you drive me over to Laura's? She forgot her book and she has a copier. We need to make a copy. And he's like, okay, yeah. He's like, I could drop you off. And then your mom wants what is it called? A banana split from the Shake Shack. So I can do that and then stop at the church and pick up my sermon and then come back and pick you up. And then Lucy and Ruthie are like, we're coming too.
Yeah.
So they all get in the car. Simon gets dropped off and she just like starts making out with him.
And the
like
dad,
grade 8 making out. They're just like kissing.
And the dad walks by, like her dad walks by. He's and like, Simon,
Simon
is like thrown off. And she says, oh, it's okay. We're an affectionate family.
Yeah. Ew. That's okay. We're an affectionate family. Like, Laura, do you need a safe word?
Do you need a safe space?
I used to go to school with a girl whose best friend had family showers.
No.
Like,
for real, do you think?
Why would you say that?
So, like, you went to school with somebody who said somebody else had family showers.
Fair. But it was somebody we know in the podcasting community.
Okay. This is the one that was telling you this.
Yes.
Okay.
And her best friend.
I just had this moment of, like, growing through my brain of, like, who had family showers? I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So... I don't know. But anyway, he's like, okay. So then he's like, well, I brought my book. And she's like, well, I don't need any copies. And he's like, but you said, like, he's so naive. So he gets picked up. Well, no. So yeah. So then he gets picked up and he eventually needs to like lay down the law with her because they're in school. They're taking a test. And she like looks over at him and like, I don't know, like nudges him or gives him a look. And he sort of moves so that she can glance over and see his work.
And they get caught.
And they get caught. The teacher says, what are you two doing? that little bitch throws him under the bus.
I wrote that. Laura fakes cheating on a test and throws Simon under the bus. And then they get put in detention together, and she's like, at least we'll be together. Like, if this is what you're doing at 13 years old, no, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Laura, we need to talk about your affectionate family and your cheating, lying ways.
And then, so when she said, when she was walking out of the class, so they got to rewrite the test while they were in detention, and she gets 100%. And she's like, yeah, I know, it's because I have a photographic memory. Did she say that when they were in the closet? Like, I just feel like she said that.
Maybe. Good callback if they, like, they don't have the continuity to tell us when Wilson came back or why Matt's not going to university away, but they probably brought back that Laura has a photographic memory. It's true. And so this will be very good to tell in season 3. Yeah. So, so Simon says, like, listen, you can't do that. You need to, like, have some respect for me. Don't cheat. Don't lie. And no more kissing in front of your dad.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dad. And she's like, okay.
And will we see her again? We don't know.
We don't know.
Laura, I also think it's interesting because there was a moment there where Eric was like, something Simon and his girlfriend. And like, Lucy's not allowed to date and still really isn't allowed to date. And yet Simon can have this girlfriend at school.
No, I thought Eric said something like he's not allowed to date.
But he's got a girlfriend?
No, I think Lucy said, why is he allowed to go see his girlfriend on a weeknight?
Oh, okay.
And he said he's not allowed to date. You're just fixing your hair?
Yeah, like I went to bed with my hair wet, so it's very, like,
please
wild.
Hold for this personal grooming break.
Today. Can I rub my eye?
You guys, So our other podcast, I did not sign up for this. We video and make video clips out of it. And there is a scene. Oh, no, it was this one.
That was this podcast.
It was this one.
Because they didn't know. Our co-host didn't know.
Yeah, there was a scene. There was a clip that I was editing. And I'm, like, staring into the camera. And I've got an itch in my eye. And I, like, pull my lower eyelid down and just start scratching my waterline. And it looks atrocious. I'm so embarrassed. Like, I didn't post it. I'm just, like, embarrassed that my body did that.
You have to know.
I might. So.
Okay, should we talk about Lucy and.
Oh, yeah.
So, what I also think is funny is they called back to Kenny, but they didn't explain why Matt didn't go away to school.
Yeah, that's true. They did wrap that up because they said, like, okay, so now Lucy and Mary, we go into their bedroom. Both of them have haircuts. And if you follow us along on Patreon, you'll know why there was a lot of drama and backlash around that.
Yeah, around Mary's haircut in particular.
So, but I love that Lucy's got that, like, I totally had that haircut where it's, like, really, really straight and then, like, swoops out at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's bouncy.
Yeah. So they got haircuts and Mary's like, what are you reading, Lucy? And Lucy's got this book called, like, The Rules.
The Rules of Dating or How...
Like, how to find a man and get married.
Yeah.
Basically. And it's this little paperback.
And it's not the Bible.
It's not the Bible. And she's like, spent all summer reading it. And Mary's like, why are you reading that? Like, I'm sorry things didn't work out with Kenny. That's the last we hear of Kenny.
She says something like, Lucy lost Kenny because she wasn't following the rules of the book.
Yeah. Like, and she's like, I'm not going to let that happen again.
We should look for the book. Like, I wonder if it's a real book.
I hope so. And if it's not, I'm going to write it. That's going to start out with, listen, ladies. A few things. Have you considered ladies?
So they end up in this bickering argument about who's going to date more.
Yeah, like Mary's like, oh, do you want to have a contest? I bet I can get more guys with breaking the rules than you can with following these rules. And Lucy's like, it's not a competition. It's just a set of rules that I'm going to do to end up with the man of my dreams.
Like, you're 14, 15. Calm down. We were all married to the person we were with when we were 15. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. That's a totally different episode.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of funny because, like, the rules that Mary is following that are essentially like she's saying the rules that are being broken is basically just her like whoring it up, which is fine. Nobody's slut shaming.
Yeah. Like, she's like going on a date.
She's just saying yes to everyone.
Like every night of the week. She's like, oh, hey, Jordan, you want to play hoops later? Great. Oh, hey, Eric. Hey, Steve, do you want to go to the movies Friday? Oh, like she's just got a date for everything.
So she ends up, this guy Jordan, he's going to come over and they're going to play basketball. And so they're outside playing basketball and they end up like falling on top of each other. Like,
I can tell you for sure, I don't think that's a real thing that happens.
No.
Also, and I'm a clumsy. Like
smack your head it would, up on the pavement.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
And like she's never looked more like a lesbian.
Oh, God.
Than like.
In her white ribbed tank top.
Yeah, straddled like, over top of him with her muscles and her, like, short hair.
She's kind of got, like, joggers on.
Yeah.
Her hair is, like, the same length as mine
almost. I was like, okay, Mary. Yeah, so Jordan. So I remember the wallet.
Yes.
So while they're out playing basketball is at the time that Eric's like, okay, I'll drive you to Laura's house. We're going to go to the church and we're going to go get a banana split for your mom.
And he's all flustered.
Yeah. And Ruthie hands him his coat and wallet. Or so they think.
So they get to the Shake Shack, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
And he is wearing this jacket and he pulls the wallet out and it's not his wallet.
It's not his wallet.
And inside of the wallet is a picture of a naked lady. Like, I want to see this photo.
Yeah.
And he digs around in this wallet and there's a $100 bill.
No, at first, so he says to the guy, he's like, makes his order, and he's like, okay, it's going to be $13.75, and like, in today's world, that would have been a $47 order. Yeah. So he's like, okay, funny story, I don't have my wallet, I thought this was my wallet, but it's not, as you can see, and he opens it, and the nudie falls out, and the guy's like, so you're telling me that's not your nude photo of a woman? And he's like, it is absolutely not, and then he's like, I don't have any money, and then he looks, and there's a $100 bill in it.
So he doesn't pay with the $100 bill, which
made
would
no
make
sense to
more
me.
Sense.
Did they not have enough change?
And then he would just owe Jordan $37.50.
Right.
Instead, he gives the $100 bill as collateral for his purchases and says, I'll be back
with my wallet
$13.75. Yeah. Not 37. Not
I know. 13. I was like, the math isn't mathing, but yeah. We'll move on. We don't have enough listeners to, like, point it out. Hopefully yeah. They're not.
So, also, like, it's 1998, and it's so funny to me how, like, I barely carry my wallet around. I bought gas today by tapping my phone on the gas machine.
What a time to be alive.
Like, I get it. It's 100 years later. But it's just so funny. Like, this is another thing that could have been solved with a cell phone and a debit card and just
an Apple Watch
in technology.
I remember seeing like on TikTok like a commercial from whatever year and when Burger King started accepting credit cards and they like the news was interviewing people and they're like, yeah, now if I don't have cash I can still get a Whopper.
I drove from Calgary to Ontario in like the very early 2000s and So Canada was using debit cards more frequently than the U.S. was.
Oh, how advanced of us.
I know. Especially in, like, when you're driving across the country and you're stopping in these tiny towns. And so we had to take out a whole bunch of money because we would cut through the states because it's a quicker drive. And we had to take out cash to, like, buy our gas and food because we would get stuck in a small town that didn't have a debit machine or
right. tap.
Well, that didn't exist. You had to stick your card in and your PIN number.
Yeah. So Eric's like all flustered and he goes home and he's like, hey, Mary, your boyfriend, your friend Jordan had a nude picture. And she's like, okay, who cares? And Eric's like, don't you care? And she's like, well, I'm guessing you want me to care. And then just like goes upstairs.
Yeah. She's being like a sassy because she's probably 16 now.
Yeah.
I wish they would tell us that.
Yeah. Cause she's going to get her license. They make reference to that. She's going to be the one driving the kids to school once Matt leaves.
You're right. and so Jordan, then Eric's like, well, I owe you 13 something and the $100 bill. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's like, why do you have a $100 bill? And he's like, well, my dad makes me keep it in my wallet for emergencies.
Which, like, isn't the worst
thing. It's not the worst thing. And then he explains that his brother gave him the wallet as a birthday present and put the nudie picture in it as a joke. And he just didn't ever take it out.
Sure, Jordan.
Okay. Okay. So then Jordan tries to ask Mary out again. But she's going out Friday and Saturday with people. And they're back at the school and Mary gets asked out on a date in front of Jordan. And she says, yes, in front of Jordan. So then he immediately turns and asks Lucy out on a date.
Yeah. He made a reference at one of the scenes to Mary. He's like, why is your sister being like that? And she's like, oh, she's like reading this book. And she thinks if she follows these rules, she's going to like find a man. And so he's like, oh, so then, yeah, she's like putting lipstick on and he's like, oh, I really like that color. And she's like, thanks. And then he asks her out and she's like, but aren't you dating my sister? And he's like, no, we were just playing basketball. Like, it's not a big deal. Okay, and then they
on top of each other.
Yeah. They agree that they make a deal that Jordan will tell Mary that he wants to go out with Lucy if Lucy talks to Lucy's dad.
Yes. And so Mary ends up pissed off, but only for like a minute.
Yeah, only for a minute, and then it seems fine.
And are they going to go out?
Yeah. Yeah, like Eric makes it seem like Lucy and Mary end up having a very brief conversation with Eric, who is flustered, and she's like, I want to talk to you about going out next weekend with Jordan. You know him. And he's like, the guy with the nudie photo? And she's like, yeah, but I can explain. And Eric's like too flustered, and he's like, whatever, yeah, it's fine.
He's trying to make sandwiches still.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of like Lucy and Mary's story.
Yeah, and we'll see if we see any of these boys again.
Ruthie's and falls directly in line with Annie and Eric's, basically.
Yeah. So the whole show and the whole episode starts off with Annie complaining about eating and making her getting fat
and morning sickness,
all these things. And Ruthie is saying, yeah, I'm old and fat too.
Yeah. And she's saying she has morning sickness. Like, they don't really say it, but it's obvious that she's processing her feelings of no longer being the youngest. And so in doing that, she's sort of having this ghost pregnancy with her mother or something.
And Annie is saying, like, I was, like, way younger when I did this before and...
Now by the time I have the baby, I'm going to be older and more tired.
Yeah. And she's saying she's gigantic. So she doesn't know about the twins yet. And she's saying, like, I'm wearing maternity clothes that I was wearing at 8 months with all the other kids. And I'm only 3 months right now. And how much bigger am I going to get?
Isn't that true that after your first pregnancy, every subsequent pregnancy, you show sooner?
Like,
your body's already formed.
Yes. Which means... she should be huge.
Huge.
Yeah. Like the moment I found out I was pregnant with Wyatt, my second, I was immediately showing it in maternity clothes.
Right.
Whereas with my first one, I like waited and waited and waited. Cause I was like, oh
yeah,
maybe I just knew how comfy they were. So.
They do look really comfy.
They are.
So it's also going to be Annie and Eric's 20th wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. And so how many years ago did they do that renewal of the vows? I thought that was sort of a milestone year.
Was that 10? It couldn't have been.
It couldn't have been 10 or 15 because it hasn't been 5 years.
Yeah.
So that's
weird. That was a weird.
Maybe.
That whole episode was weird because they were saying that they didn't get a real wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway. back in season one. So Eric's trying and stressing out about doing something worthy for Annie, even though knowing she doesn't feel comfortable in her clothes, but she's still expecting mm-hmm. something nice. And so he doesn't know what to do, but he's like trying to buy the groceries. Oh, and he buys chicken, and Annie is like off chicken. It makes her sick oh, yeah. even she's the thought of it.
The stereotype of, you know, the food aversions, which like they are true.
Yeah.
But like she's over the top about it.
Yeah.
And she says, so Eric's going to go to the market for her and mm-hmm. get the groceries. And she's like, stick to the list, and like gives him the list.
Yeah. But he gets chicken even though it wasn't on the list.
So I thought it was interesting. There's a scene where in the very beginning, Matt is standing with Eric while Annie's freaking out about being pregnant. And she says, if you ever get married and if your wife is ever pregnant, which I thought was interesting.
I did think that was very progressive of mm-hmm. them because it wasn't just an assumption.
Like a when.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So the whole episode, she's wearing a pair of Eric's pants and just like raging with her pregnancy hormones.
Which is funny. Eric's not a big dude. So like his pants aren't that big, I assume.
Yeah.
Like, even for her.
Yeah. Like, and then Eric says, I have a surprise for you. He's on the phone and he was like, please, I'll do anything. Can you get us in today? It's our 20th anniversary. My wife is pregnant. Da, 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 da. And so he's like, yep, I can make that work. So he wakes her up at 4:30 because she's having a nap with Ruthie because they're both tired and pregnant. And she's like, what? She's like, we have to be there at 5:30, but it's 4:30. And he's like, I know, I'm sorry, but it's going to be worth it.
Like, I'd be so pissed.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
Like, yeah, I just like she's obviously going through a hard time. And now you've planned a surprise and you're like waking her up last second to go to it. Like,
just, like I think he got off the phone and then went to wake her up.
I know, but I would have
and
been
he's
like,
you can wear what you're wearing. It's great. And so the surprise is that he takes her to an ultrasound clinic to like see the baby. And what I think is interesting is like, we should have looked up when ultrasound sort of became, because they're so standard now. You get so many ultrasounds.
And I wonder if maybe even when just Ruthie was being born 6 years earlier, which was the early 90s, maybe yeah. ultrasounds were not as prevalent.
Maybe you got like one ultrasound, but yeah. this was sort of a, let's do something, let's see the baby, and Annie loves it.
Yeah.
And
so we don't know what's happened to the ultrasound yet.
Right.
And it cuts to, now they're at it's Dairy Shack.
Dairy Shack.
My phone autocorrected to Diary Shack. It's not Shake Shack, it's Dairy Shack.
Sorry, yeah.
And Annie's in a dress, like a sparkly black dress.
Yeah.
And she's like, thanks for taking me shopping, this is so great. And they order whatever they order, and they sit down at the table.
To, like, wait for their food to come.
To wait for their food. And all the kids line up.
I literally wrote, kids ruin Shake Shack.
They do.
I just think that on your 20th wedding anniversary, like, why are your kids getting involved? Like, go.
I know. So.
It's a wedding anniversary, not a anniversary of your family.
So
I realize that sounds horrible. I just think I'd be so grumpy.
Yeah. Like, I'm already grumpy because she only had 30 minutes to get ready and she was napping. And he just made this big yeah. plan out of nowhere. Like, just have...
And now all five kids show up with a lot of food on their trays.
Yeah, all so the four oldest, everybody except Ruthie, show up standing next to the table with trays, like you used to... Like a cafeteria tray.
Yeah.
I guess you still get a cafeteria tray. Yeah, like you used to get. And they've all... He's like a burger and a hot dog and fries and a milkshake. And
yeah,
like,
they're hungry.
They've got one of everything from the menu. And...
Annie's like, where's Ruthie?
And she's stand okay. Then it like cuts to that like super 80s and 90s. It just shows a hand pushing play on a tape deck.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a close up. All you can see is this like obviously person with an apron hitting play on a tape deck.
And Ruthie is up on the bar. Like, where are you? The club? Where?
And also like gross food safety.
Yeah. So she's up on the bar in an oversized
like pink dress
and with like a pillow up it, like she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And she is terribly lip syncing the words to this That's My Baby Now song.
Yeah.
Had you ever heard that song?
Like, it's familiar. It's like very like from the 50s.
Old timey.
It's an old timey song. And she's very badly lip syncing to it.
And she's just like pointing at her belly and like, that's my baby now.
Yeah. And everyone's laughing. And that's so crazy. Leave it to Ruthie.
And then Annie and Eric have this, like, should we tell the moment? Mm-hmm. And the kids see, and they're like, what? Tell us what?
Yeah.
And they're like, we're having twins.
Da, da, da.
And the look on Lucy's face.
I know.
She's got this disgust. Like, there's a second where all the kids are like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then Mary and Matt start to, like, smile, and they're like, whoa. And the whole time, Lucy's got, like, a look on her face.
Yeah. She's going through it. It's not part of the rule book.
No, it's not. Seven kids.
Yeah. So, so much happens, but it's kind of all over the place. I just expected more from season three. The start of season three.
Yeah. Well, I've read most of the little synopsis, and it's going to get wild.
Okay. Tell us, what is next week?
Okay. It's called Drunk Like Me. And it says, Matt blows a gasket when his friend almost dies of alcohol poisoning in a fraternity initiation.
And I just have to say, the little thumbnail clip looks like Justin Trudeau, who's our prime minister.
Yeah, it does.
I'm going to, like, take a clip of that and post it.
Yeah, these little synopses that only tell us about one character, I already know this episode is going to be very full of a whole bunch of other storylines that is not mentioned.
Yeah. So if you like this show, if you are enjoying it, you should follow us on social media. We are on TikTok and Instagram at 7th Heaven, a Lesbian Recap. Mm-hmm. And then we're also on Patreon. We've got a few bonus episodes up. And you can just search up A Lesbian Recap, because we're going to be recapping more than just 7th Heaven.
Yeah.
And I was, like, waiting for you to react. I was
like, had this moment, like, oh, yeah, what are we going to recap? I was, like, talking in my head.
Yeah, that's it. Check us out. Say hello. Drop the line.
It's wild to me that by the end of this season, we're going to be in 1999.
I know. Big news.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.